The man's brow furrowed, and he seemed to be considering his next words carefully. Imogen wondered if she should take this opportunity to turn and run, but the confusing mix of feelings that roiled inside her kept her rooted to the spot. A door from the restaurant behind her swung open, and a patron stepped onto the street. Laughter, music, and the clinking of silverware, along with the delicious scent of garlic, danced in the air. And Imogen was grateful that she wasn't alone on the street with this stranger, a man easily double her size, built of muscle, with a storm cloud of emotions on his handsome face.
"I believe it to be. Yes?"
Imogen spoke her words carefully, taking another step away, though her body urged her to step forward and back into his arms. It had felt safe there. Though why Imogen needed to feel safe, she couldn't be certain. Her mind flashed back to the creature in the puddle. Okay, sure, maybe a big strapping man by her side wasn't a bad thing. Maybe just not this man.
"What are you?"
His tone was clipped, and Imogen's eyes widened when he clenched his fists at his sides.
"Surely you've seen a female before, haven't you then?"
Imogen arched a brow at the man. She rocked lightly back on her heels, her hand going to her waistband where her favorite knife was tucked. Imogen had learned a lot working the docks, and protecting herself had been at the top of the list.
"You heard my question."
The man glanced to the sky, his brows drawing together in concern as lightning exploded in the velvety darkness. There were no storm clouds. Imogen swallowed, worry filling her, as the man's eyes sought hers once more.
"And I answered it."
Imogen lifted her chin.
"Something's wrong."
The man moved to brush past her, but stopped just at her side and looked down at her.
"Be careful with your songs, little one. You don't know what you're doing."
"Excuse me?"
Imogen whirled as the man raced up the street, preternaturally quiet. Unease slipped through her at the faint purple tinge she could now see glowing in a soft silhouette around the man. It wasn't the first time she'd seen such a thing, but it was something she'd decidedly tried to ignore. Much like the faces in the water, Imogen wasn't interested in trying to explain why she could see people's auras. At least, that's what her research had led her to believe. One big problem. From what she'd learned, auras came in all colors. Imogen could only see two aura colors, silver and purple, neither of which helped her when it came time to convince herself that she was indeed normal. While a pint and a bit of home-cooked food had initially been what had drawn Imogen from the mystic pirate and into the village, now she turned abruptly and made her way back to her boat, hurrying as another bolt of lightning lanced across the sky. Whatever problems plagued Grace's Cove were not her own, Imogen decided, breathing out a sigh of relief when she stepped back onto her ship. Unlocking the door to her wheelhouse, she slipped inside and locked the door behind her, and then clambered down a short flight of stairs that led to the galley and lounge area. She crossed the gleaming wood floor and opened a cabinet to pull out a bottle of green spot that was usually reserved for the guests, and poured herself a healthy glass. Leaning against the counter, Imogen took a sip, and the familiar heat of whiskey soothed her throat. "What are you?" The man's words drifted back to her.
"I wish I knew,"
Imogen said out loud, before lifting her glass in a silent toast to the strangely glowing man she'd met on the street.
"Trust me, sir. I wish I knew."